Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the Broncos beat the Raiders 10-7, 3 hours, which we will never get back in our lives. But hey, it's an NFL game, so we're going to talk about it. Broncos improved to 8-2. Nick was high on the Broncos heading into this year. I was more of a Raider guy. Clearly, Nick was more on the right side of that one than I was. But still, I mean, the ceiling for the Denver Broncos is the same as it was last year. See you later, wild card weekend. Like, that's what it is. You could maybe make the argument if they get the right matchup, like if it's Pittsburgh or maybe even Indianapolis. I mean, who knows Daniel Jones in the playoffs if you can really fully trust that. But, man, I don't know if they go up against any of these contending teams with big-time quarterbacks, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. And no way in hell the Denver Broncos are winning that game. I'm sorry. Like, it's just not happening. So I think it's going to end how it ended last year. And last season, it was getting blown out against Buffalo in the wild card round. I'm assuming that's how it's going to go this year as well. But yeah, Denver's 8-2. Congrats to them. See you in January. Let's go ahead, though, and get into the popular plays that we have this weekend in the NFL and college football. These are courtesy of John Ewing over at BetMGM, always providing us with the BetMGM insights. I think it's always interesting to kind of take a look at these things just because it's like, hey, like, what's everyone on? What are people betting? What do they really like this upcoming week? And sometimes I find myself against the popular side. Sometimes I find myself on the popular side. I don't really like look at this and say, all right, now it's time to make my bets. I make my bets and then say, hey, let's check out, see what else everyone else is betting. I think it's kind of interesting to go through it. So let's start with the NFL, as we always do here on a Football Friday. The fifth most popular side in the NFL this weekend over at BetMGM is the Bills laying 9.5 against the Miami Dolphins. Now, Buffalo did get some good news with James Cook, their stud running back. James Cook is good to go. He will be playing in the game against the Miami Dolphins. There was touch and go with the injuries with him, with a foot injury and an ankle injury, but James Cook has been cleared to play against the Miami Dolphins. To me, I think it's Dolphins or pass. I would never lay 9.5 with the Buffalo Bills, which might sound crazy to some, but like Buffalo's coming off of their annual win of the season. They just beat the Chiefs, and not just like beat them by like a field goal or like a last second whatever, because I know like technically Mahomes was throwing a Hail Mary into the end zone as the game was going out, but like that was a pretty authentic Buffalo Bills win. They played an awesome, awesome game. Hell, if they played like that against the Atlanta Falcons, maybe they'd have beat the Falcons. You know, like that was a really, really good performance by the Buffalo Bills. How do they follow that up? That's my big question, because the emotional, I guess, hangover after beating Kansas City, the team that they've been looking to get over the hump against, like, and they've done it before in the regular season, but still, that's a pretty massive win with all the eyeballs, Romo and Nance and the national TV audience. We all got to see it together. Now they're laying 9.5 on the road against a divisional rival. And it's not just any divisional rival. This is a divisional rival in the Miami Dolphins that actually plays them close. Now, we saw Miami cover as an 11-point dog earlier this season on a Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills. Why can't they cover this one at home, catching 9.5? I do like the Miami Dolphins at this price. I will be opposite the popular side. The injury report for Buffalo is no bueno. I mean, the defensive line is pretty banged up. Obviously, Ed Oliver is going to miss this game. Let's see if Daquan Jones can make it through. He's dealing with a calf injury. But they got some injuries in the secondary. Taron Johnson, Christian Benford. Like, their defense is pretty banged up after a physical game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And here's Miami, who we just saw get blown out at home last Thursday night, extra rest. They've been stewing on this thing. I've been saying that Mike McDaniel needs to get fired. Everyone has been saying that Mike McDaniel needs to get fired. But to me, this is a bet on the Dolphins, and I will bet the Dolphins at some point. I'm just waiting right now because you don't really lose anything. Oh my God, it went to 9. Like, all right, whatever. I could have had 9.5, it went to 9. But if it ever got to 10, that's a big key number there. So no point in rushing to bet this right now. Obviously, it looks like the recreational side and the public side will be Buffalo, so there's going to be more tickets coming in on the Bills. So let's sit pat. Let's sit back. Let's wait. And let's go ahead and fire that bet on Sunday before kickoff. I like Miami pretty good deal in this game against the Buffalo Bills. The fourth most popular side is the Baltimore Ravens laying 4 against the Minnesota Vikings. Boy, the betting public is anti-JJ McCarthy, huh? Last week we're doing this exercise. The Lions were the number one bet side, and here we are. The Ravens now number 4. Everyone's anti-JJ. Man, the Vikings got a good home field. I don't have a strong opinion with this game because I think this should be Ravens by more than a field goal, and that's what it is. I know Nick likes the Ravens. Rob Pozzola, who we had on the show on Thursday, he also likes the Baltimore Ravens. I could see it. If I squint really hard, maybe I could get there, but I just don't think that this is like a bet that I need to make. I just think that everything is working appropriately. Ravens are favored by how much they should be favored by. I will say this, though. Brian Flores against a veteran quarterback and a quarterback in Lamar Jackson who's been really good against the blitz, might need to see some curveballs from Brian Flores. And I'm not saying that he can't do it because he is a very, very smart defensive mind. And we can see, like as we saw last week against the Detroit Lions, like he could really get an offense out of their groove. But you can't defend Lamar Jackson like you did Jared Goff. That can't happen. So we got to see what the Ravens have in store. And also, too, like, some of those blitzes, like you send a blitz the wrong way and they're running the football, it's Derrick Henry the other way, they might be out the gate. So I'd just be a little bit concerned about that if I was someone back in the Minnesota Vikings, as we saw when they faced the Eagles. Like Jalen Hurts, another veteran quarterback, good quarterback, he was burning them over the top. The Baltimore Ravens could do the same thing there. But Baltimore, the fourth most bet side at BetMGM. The third most popular side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of surprising. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers laying 2.5 against the New England Patriots. I thought that this would have been flipped. Like if somebody said, hey, Tampa, New England is the third most bet game, which side do you think it is? I would have guessed that people would have been betting New England Patriots. Because the Patriots are 7-2. All they do is win every single week. And Tampa, the last time we saw them, they were getting beat up by the Detroit Lions. And then they went on their bye week. So they've been out of sight, out of mind. I didn't think there was going to be this like sort of groundswell for the Buccaneers. But here we are with Baker and the Buccaneers coming off of the bye week. I kind of like Tampa. Now, I haven't placed the bet yet because like similar to the Baltimore game, I'm kind of just like right in line with the betting market. Bucks should be favored by under a field goal, and that's what they are. But just from a spot standpoint, which we laugh about that word all the time. Like, what's the spot? You know, is it a sandwich spot? Is it a letdown spot? Whatever. Well, this is the rest spot. No, but like from a spot standpoint, I do think Tampa is a nice, nice situation. Just coming off of the bye week and also, too, on the other side, feels like it's Patriots week, doesn't it? Like last week we had Colts week and we talked about that heading into the game against the Steelers. Hey, everyone's all about the Colts. Taylor MVP, Steichen Coach of the Year. Colts are going to go ahead and challenge the Chiefs and then they lay an egg against Pittsburgh. That's what it feels like for New England. Like a lot of the midseason awards content. Vrabel Coach of the Year, Drake May MVP. Oh my God, the Patriots, look what they're doing. Not saying they're going to lay an egg against Tampa, but if you force me to pick a side, I'd be on the side of the Buccaneers. The second most popular game, and boy, is this one a doozy, because this game's not till Monday. The Eagles plus 2.5 is the second most popular bet over at BetMGM, which is why the 2.5 no longer exists. We are down to Eagles plus 1 at every sports book across the country. You know how I feel about this game. Discussed it in the last segment. I will be on the Green Bay Packers. I have not placed the bet yet because what's to stop the Eagle money? The Packers suck, right? They can't defend the run, right? LaFleur's a fraud, right? Like, everyone's anti-Packer this week. So, hey, I'll be on the other side. I'll be pro-Packer. Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go. That'll be me. That'll be me on Monday night. I think the Packers show up and they win this game against the Philadelphia Eagles. I will be Oppo, the popular side, in week 10. So give me the Green Bay Packers. And then the most popular side in the NFL this week, this should come as no surprise, but it's just kind of funny. It's the same team that we had last week. It's the Detroit Lions laying 8 against the Washington Commanders. Now, I think a lot of this just has to do with, well, Jaden Daniels is hurt. I saw his elbow get injured on Sunday night. Let me go ahead and bet the other team. That's what it feels like to me. And also, too, the Detroit, the injury report, Penei Sewell, he's good to go. They took him off the injury report, so no worries there. I haven't seen Taylor Decker yet, the news on him, but Detroit should be a little bit healthier, especially on defense. And, yeah, Washington, no Terry McLaurin, no Jaden Daniels. The offense just looks a lot neutered when that's the situation, and that's what they have coming up on Sunday. So to me, I lean a little bit to the Commanders because I don't think Mariota is as bad as he's being made out to be by the betting market, but it's not a strong opinion, and I really don't want to bet against the Detroit Lions coming off of a flat performance last Sunday in their loss to the Minnesota Vikings. All right, let's roll through the college football ones here before we wrap up the hour. These are the most popular sides in college football. The fifth most popular one, Vandy laying 6.5. You know how I feel about this game. Dead cat, bounce spot. Let's back Auburn in the game after they fired Hugh Freeze last Sunday. I like Auburn to keep the game competitive. It also just feels like Vandy plays in a lot of competitive games. They're not really playing in a ton of blowouts, so I will grab 6.5. The fourth most popular side, Texas A&M laying 7 at Mizzou. Now, usually in college football, it's like, hey, like, let's fade the public. I'll pass this game. I don't really want to bet Mizzou. And A&M, the way they've been playing, I think they might be underrated. So it would not shock me one bit if A&M wins this by like 21 Saturday afternoon out there in Columbia. So I will pass on that one. The third most popular, Texas Tech laying 10 against BYU. I agree. I think Texas Tech is much better than BYU. Their defensive line is the best group in this game, and at home, they will lay the wood on the Cougars. Second most popular, Oregon laying 6.5 at Iowa. You know, call me square, don't care. I think, know what spot this is? This is the we have way better athletes than you spot. That's what it is. I think Oregon waxes Iowa. And then number one, Indiana laying 14.5 at Penn State. If I had to bet the game, I actually would end up on the Nittany Lions. That's what I would do if I had to bet this game. I have not bet it yet, and I don't think I will bet it because I don't want to go up against this Indiana war machine that's been going on all season long. But if I had to bet it, it would be the Nittany Lions coming off an embarrassing loss to the Ohio State Buckeyes last Saturday on Big Noon Kickoff. So those are your most popular sides in the NFL and in college football. We'll, of course, hit all the rest of the other games throughout these next 3 hours here on You Better You Bet. But coming up next to begin the 4 o'clock hour, our guy, Nick Kostos, raps on what we saw last night in Thursday Night Football. That saw the Broncos beat the Raiders 10-7 in the worst game this NFL season. All that and more coming up next year on You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Don't go away. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.